It's Jeremy, Katie, and Josh on Mix 100.
We're all like groggy today. We somehow synced up last night, all of us. Ugh. Our sleep schedules just went to heck.
Yeah,
last
I came
night.
In this morning and I was like, oh, and you're like, I didn't sleep. I'm like, I didn't sleep. And then Josh got here. He's like, I didn't sleep.
Nobody slept.
Oh. Nobody slept. Yeah.
I woke up at like probably midnight last night thinking about a text message that came in during the show yesterday.
Yeah.
And I was irritated again because it was one of those F you kind of messages from somebody.
Yeah.
And, you know, I wanted to blankety blank back and I was very kind to them, but I was just rehashing it in my mind.
Yeah.
And I was like, there's other things I should have said.
Yeah, I know, right?
But I just let it go and moved on. And there I was thinking about it last night at midnight.
You know, so. I might just say something tomorrow,
I might just find them and say something
and another thing.
Yeah. And one more thing.
And they're probably going to say this, and then I'm going to say.
Yep. Yeah. Like, yeah. Yeah, so I was replaying that in my mind last night because they're oblivious to how radio works. But anyway, that's a whole nother thing.
Yeah.
And then what else is going on? Oh, and then we woke up this morning and my daughter had set out a little tray of chocolate chips and some candy bars and stuff and a note trying to woo the Christmas elves back that come out every year, the elves on the shelf.
Yes.
The elf comes and his little girlfriend and their dog. There's three of them that show up magically.
Dog.
Yeah.
You have a whole family that comes to your house.
Oh, God.
Jeez, it must cause a lot of problems.
Oh, it's quite the situation every Christmas time, Katie. And so her friends have had the elves magically reappear already for the season.
Yours are late.
On November 19th.
Why?
And so she thinks now that the elves should come back to our house. And I made a quick phone call to them. Yeah. I texted them, actually. I was like, hells no. You guys need to wait.
You are not welcome.
You are not welcome at the house yet.
2024, no. You sent a text. Yeah.
I sent a text. Yeah. It's like, stay away, elves. You're not welcome. And then I ate their candy.
Yeah, you should, right?
Is it good, though?
Exactly.
No, I hate my body. but yeah, I mean, because that is, that's a lot of work as a parent to remind those elves every night to get into mischief and do crazy things.
Yeah.
You know, it's a lot of work.
It's a lot of work. And let's be honest, you also have to clean up after those elves.
You do,
that
right?
is the work.
They get into the flower.
Yeah. The kids don't realize that they're just like, oh, look at that silly elf causing mischief.
Uh-huh.
And then it's magically clean. No, they don't have magic cleaning elves. Like, the parents still
it's
have
mom
to clean
and dad
that
cleaning up after those little stinkers. So they won't be coming back.
Not yet. That's okay, though. They'll be back later.
And honestly, they might even get lost this time. This year, because they might even not show up until the second week of December. We don't even know.
Yeah.
We don't know how
something.
It's going to go.
Yeah.
You know, they could take a wrong left turn. And
I heard they're very busy up there at the
very
North Pole.
Busy.
So, yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if they take a week.
So that's going on in my life.
That's
Josh, did you cry last night?
I did.
Why'd
you
cry?
Oh, my gosh. I cried. It's sports related, but so Eric Johnson, he's a long, long time Avalanche, and he just got honored for playing his 1,000th game in the NHL.
Aww.
That's a huge milestone.
It's beautiful.
There's not a lot of players. I believe there's like 130 plus players that have played 1,000 games in the NHL. So he's playing on the Flyers right now. The Avalanche played the Flyers last night. Got the dub. It's all good. But they did like this video honoring him, and like Gabe Landeskog, who's a longtime injured Avalanche, he made the trip out there. And surprised Eric Johnson because they're really good friends. His whole family was there. And during the video montage, I started tearing up. And I was like, what are you doing, man? You live alone. Like, you're tearing up watching an Avs tribute video. It was so sweet, though. They treated him so well. Like, this dude got, like, an $800 bottle of wine, a Rolex, a silver hockey stick commemorating all the games he's played, a painted portrait for him, flowers for the family. Like, they went all out for this guy because he played in his 1,000th game against the Avalanche, which I thought was really, really cool. So,
does he have all his teeth?
No, he does not, man.
No.
His smile, he's missing the front four.
Oh, my
not
gosh.
Just the front two. The front four teeth are gone.
I would think after 1,000 games,
hockey players be like
guy,
that, too.
Dude.
Yeah,
oh
go ahead and smile
gosh.
For me, honey.
I think it's kind of endearing that if you play a long time.
He's so happy. I'm so happy.
Look, he'll get that fit, and his nose
this
is turning
the best.
Left. Yeah,
yeah
he'll get all that fixed after his career.
Sure he will.
Honestly, Eric Johnson's a good-looking hockey dude.
He is.
He's a good-looking
guy.
Even without teeth.
He's got the flow, no teeth, but he's
loves drinking through straws.
He's got the flow, no teeth. real sexy legs.
But yeah, man, that brought me to tears. I was
watching. That's cute.
When they won the Stanley Cup and he hoisted the Stanley Cup, that's when I was like, okay,
Josh, you're adorable.
And I was crying by myself
last
night.
You're adorable.
And then I cried because I couldn't sleep. So
yeah. A couple times he cried.
Oh, what'd you do last night, Katie?
Oh, I cried because I was shopping on Temu. And have you ever done that, Jared?
I have not. Tell me about Temu for people that don't know.
Okay, so it's just an app that'll come up if you're on any social media site, Instagram, Facebook, and it's like, it hears what you're talking about. So it's like, you may want this. And it puts something up on your screen that you're like, absolutely, I want that. And then it's like, you could get it for 100% off if you click right now.
What?
This is what Temu does to you. So you click on it, and then it's like, spin this little wheel. You may even get 20% more off. I'm like, how do I get 20% off 100?
Right.
I don't know, but
they
I'm
give
about
you,
it.
They give you money
I'm about
to take it.
It. Like, let's do this. So then it's like, you have 10 minutes to then shop, and you have to get 20 items, or you have to buy items that are $20, so you have to get to $20 worth, so then you'll get all of your other items for 100% off. And those 20 dollar
wow.
items, then you get 20% off, but you only have 10 minutes to do it, so you have to go now. And then when you check out, it's like, but wait, do you want 175% off? I'm like, I don't even know what that is. Like,
they'll give you money.
Exactly.
I have never heard of this.
And you only have like so many minutes to shop, so you have to go. So it's like, that's how they keep you on your phone, but the longer you shop.
So what kind of products are there?
I mean, I got a JBL speaker, I got slippers, I got a lot of hair stuff for the girls. I did so much Christmas shopping last night.
Is it knockoff garbage?
Yes.
Some of it.
Is it a JLB? You get it? It's a JLB speaker.
I also don't think you'll be getting it in time for Christmas. It takes 6 to 8 months to get here. It is unbelievable.
Like,
really.
Some of it takes a minute, but I did this last year, and some of it comes super quick. Like the next day, you're like, wow, Temu's on top of it.
From China?
So, yeah. It really does. Like, it's crazy the way it works out. But at the end of the day, like when I was all done, I was like, I don't know how I feel. I don't even know what I ordered.
You
like,
feel dirty, probably.
You're like, heart's racing, you're panting, you're like, what just happened?
And I don't know what I got. Like, I'll have to go back and look at this receipt and see everything I ordered, but it was just like, yeah, I'll take that.
Buy, add the cart, add the cart.
That's what happens.
That's what happens. So I have no idea what I bought last night, but it was like
you might have like
worth.
A small family of four show up at your house.
A tiny little couch.
A tiny couch and a family of four. Merry Christmas.
For free.
Jeremy, Katie, and Josh on Mix 100.